Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-size hail were reported overnight throughout the southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather in the southeast and the eastern Gulf Coast. Heavy thunderstorms are likely for nearly the entire Florida panhandle, and heavy thunderstorms will move up into the southern half of Alabama and Georgia. And some thunderstorms will bring hail and damaging winds for some areas into the Carolinas as well Thursday.
President Biden rejected a congressional effort to overturn a rule limiting pollution from heavy-duty vehicles like trucks and buses. Biden vetoed the measure, arguing his administration's rule cuts pollution, boosts public health, and advances environmental justice across the country. The Nevada legislature is approving a bill that will help the Oakland Athletics Baseball Club build a $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada. The location would be at the current site of the Tropicana Hotel and Casino. The bill was approved by the Nevada State Assembly yesterday with some minor changes and was approved for a second time by the Senate and still needs Republican Governor Joe Lombardo's signature for official approval. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny is being indicted by a grand jury in connection to a deadly subway incident in New York.
The news came late Wednesday, with all charges in the indictment to be unsealed at a later date. Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges in connection to the death of Jordan Neely, who died after being put in a chokehold by Penny. The former U.S. Marine says he only meant to subdue Neely, who suffered from mental health issues and was reportedly threatening other riders. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive rate increases as inflation remains stubbornly high. There's a new push in Congress to provide funding for a new treatment for veterans suffering from PTSD.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and Navy SEAL veteran, is pushing a bill to provide veterans suffering from PTSD with access to experimental drug treatment.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
The proposed legislation allocates a $75 million federal grant program program to support research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential remedies for depression and anxiety. I'm John Schaefer.
Thank you, John. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
You know, like the song says, you know, something's happening here. I mean, think about this. We've got outright defiance on our streets of Pride Month at our White House, which is amazing, you know, that people are here to, you know, as citizens, able to enjoy the liberties that our founding fathers, 1.6 million people, died for, and they want to express their defiance. It's just amazing. They want to take advantage of our Constitution and our First Amendment, but I think it's quite the stretch what they're doing, okay? Not only that, we've got an NBA basketball team, all right? The city wins the championship, and the team wins, and the city riots. 10 people are shot. I mean, are we nuts? What city wants to win another championship? It seems like with every championship game, and people win, and then cars are upside down, police units are burnt, there's all kinds of damage that takes place. I got to imagine it's going to get to the point where, you know, whenever a city has a team that's in the finals of anything, hockey, basketball, I mean, go down the lane, they're all going to be burning novena candles and saying, please don't let our team win. We can't handle the damage and the insanity. It's nuts. And, of course, we got the news yesterday that you've got a Marine who saves a countless number of people. God only knows what could have happened. But common sense seemingly out the door. The grand jury there in New York has indicted him. And speaking of indictments, we've got another entry into the presidential race. Mayor Francis Suarez, the famed mayor down in Miami, says, hey, look, I want some of that. Really? You want some of that? I mean, some of the craziness that Donald Trump has been going through? I got to bring Horace Cooper on right now. He is the legal analyst and media commentator, former constitutional professor himself. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
So did I cover it? I mean, this is pretty crazy, you know, these times in which we live in right now, right?
Well, we are in the middle of crazy times. I will just say that if we went into a time machine and we jumped out, and it was 1963, we would see a lot of things that we also would find shocking and incredible. From the 1960s, which a lot of the most dangerous and threatening ideas were on our college campuses, and many of the advocates or bishops, you might call them, or evangelists from these hardcore left-wing resources, they pressed up against America and dramatically changed what America was. Mm-hmm. By 1980, when Ronald Reagan came along, America and a moral majority were prepared to push back and say, this is not America. We'd like the America that our grandparents went and fought in Japan and against Germany. Mm-hmm. Safe. Well, that's where we are again today.
Right.
A moral majority is going to have to rise up and say that we would like an America that is worthy of what our founders sacrificed and created and left us. We want that. We're not excited or accepting what the prodigals have taken, the benefits of hard work and effort, and squandered it. And we're not going to eat pig slop either.
Right. No, you're exactly right. This is coming to a head, and you know, Jerry Falwell referred to us as the silent majority, and the silent majority is about had it. Regardless of the threats and the name-calling and the marginalization by even this administration and how they've weaponized the government, little do they know. I mean, why would you? I mean, think about this logically, Horace. Why would you have to weaponize a government?
Well, the reason, and we've talked about this, is that in America, our founders created a place where persuasion is the primary way that policy changes occur. The left does not want to do the hard work, maybe even the impossible work, of convincing the rest of us that men are women and women are men and that there's 57 other genders. It is hard work trying to convince people of something. In fact, it may be impossible. So you have to weaponize government. You have to weaponize corporations. You have to impose on America so that Americans will say they agree with these things, even if they don't personally.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing? You're exactly right. You're so spot on in this. And that this is what's happening. People are accepting of things, you know, publicly that they wouldn't privately. We are in a conundrum here.
What we're told, when I was a kid, my grandmother would always tell me little stories, and one of them was the story of the emperor who had no clothes.
Mm.
Everyone in his immediate crowd thought, oh, this man is walking around with no clothes on, or as my grandmother said, buck naked.
Yes.
But I would be seen as immature, unrefined, because I can't see these amazing things that he's wearing because he's told me. And all these other people are telling me that they see these things. I better not get out. And he literally goes before the whole community undressed.
Yeah.
And it takes a child to ask this question, why is the emperor wearing no clothes? Millions and millions of Americans are hearing from people, sometimes they call themselves influencers, but sometimes they're called teachers. Other times they're called actors and entertainers, telling us things that we, when we look, we cannot see and we cannot comprehend. But the real issue is that unlike the days when there was an emperor where you could actually be imprisoned for dissent, we are increasingly coming to a point where the weaponization of government means that you can be punished. But we're not locking up everybody. We're locking up people. You look and see what the CDC did and what state medical boards did when doctors who swore to save lives tried to use the knowledge and the medicines that they had access to during COVID-19, and they, quote, were off the reservation. Many of those were threatened with having their licenses removed. But the good news is, as time has gone forward, more and more acknowledgement has occurred. The shots did not stop you from getting the disease. The shots did not stop you from transferring the disease. In fact, the shots came with some of their own harms that we weren't discussing at the time, and now we are. It is harder and harder, and I know this, when I declined a shot from my physician, it is harder and harder to get more Americans to do this now that we understand what some of the side effects are.
Exactly.
Horace Cooper, the former constitutional professor, legal scholar, is with us, and hey, we've got more to talk about, so stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Horace Cooper, former constitutional professor and legal analyst. Horace, as we were talking off air, this is graduation season, and universities have made it quite clear they don't want any conservatives on campus. No conservative thoughts, no conservative bits of wisdom, which is amazing, because when you think about what built this country, I mean, they were born out of conservative and views, you know, directly, I might add, you know, from the throne room of God, just brilliant things and moments of encouragement to graduates that are ready to embark on their careers. Everything that they've been going to school for, now it's all culminating, and now they're being set free. And we would hope that they would be sent off in a way that they would be inspired to do inspirational things, because it is all within them. Horace, you know, if you were on a college campus today, with all your wisdom and experience, what would you say to the kids going out to face an America in this year of 2023? Horace, did we lose you?
I would tell our young people, they should not see themselves as Sherpas. The Sherpas are a group of people in the Himalayan mountain range who help assist others as they try to climb up to the top, including places like Mount Everest. The Sherpas have gone up and down the mountain, and when you want to go, instead of trying to figure it out, you reach out to the Sherpa and follow the Sherpa's lead. Now, why do I tell them that they're not Sherpas? Because they haven't yet gotten this experience. They have not yet truly lived. If you're 21, 22, or even 25 years of age, most of you have not had a chance to have a family, be responsible, support it. Most of you, overwhelmingly, haven't bought your own home. And as a result, there are certain strategies that the Sherpas in life have adopted. And if you follow or mimic or walk in the footsteps of those, you can succeed. These success strategies weren't invented by the Sherpas. They were learned as trial and error. Hard work, responsibility, personal responsibility, commitment, tenacity, a willingness to hear things that even if you don't agree with them, you can process them, decide what context to put those things in, and then act accordingly. These kinds of strategies, being able to put off what I want for pleasure today for a greater opportunity later, that is the way that the founders operated. That is the way that the early pioneers, when we were settling the West, operated. That is the way that those Americans that didn't get any of the benefits of the government programs in the Great Depression had to operate. And that is the way that the titans of industry throughout America's history, today and yesterday, were able to achieve. These success strategies were picked up by trial and error. We shouldn't, at age 20, 21, 22, see ourselves as already aware of all of the answers. Now, the final point that I would say is faith. Our forefathers have always understood that faith and God's manual, the Bible, give us the information that we need so that we can, when we have some doubts, get some of the answers. We simply can't do it by ourselves.
You bring up so many great points here. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a graduate, you want to make sure that you download this segment, especially from Horace Cooper, and you play it, because this is something that you're not going to hear in probably 95% of the universities across the country this graduation season. These are brilliant bits of wisdom that should be shared, that I'm sure that even as a parent or a grandparent, you're sharing something similar. But this will reinforce, and this is what we need right now in order to congeal a narrative that will truly be beneficial. You know, Horace, you talk about governments. I mean, look at how the pioneers in the early development of this great country. It's amazing that we were able to even survive because you didn't have the heavy hand of government out there, you know, constantly giving you stuff. that was taking away or thwarting your skill set, did you?
No, you didn't. And in fact, if you wasted it today, you didn't have it tomorrow when you needed it.
Yes.
And our forefathers, let me just talk about my grandmother, Virgie Johnson. Her and her husband had 9 kids.
Mm.
They lived in Texas when Texas wasn't as tolerant and open with regard to race relations as Texas is today. And yet, they didn't suffer. They thrived. They didn't focus on what they should have. They focused on what they wanted to have. Mm. And they overcame.
Yeah.
If we allow ourselves to waddle in our despair and our jealousy over what we see others having, I marvel at what our social media capability and technology is. But I worry and I'm bothered by how many of our young people go to that technology to get an assessment of how the world is supposed to be. That is not the world. That is the world created by the few people who are participating on it. Everybody on social media are not the exemplar for you and I. We don't all travel to Europe for spring break. We don't all go out on shopping sprees where we spend $10,000 at a time. The whole thing of what you see on Instagram and these other things, we should be careful to understand it's like watching a fantasy movie.
Exactly.
It's okay to watch the fantasy movie. It's not okay to believe that the fantasy movie is the model for your life.
It is so true that it has put us in an alternate universe. And I believe that this is having ill effects. It's not only confusing the younger people, it is putting them in such such despair, Horace Cooper, and they're becoming desperate. That's a dangerous point.
Yeah, too much of social media is, I would call it, social grooming. A lot of your listeners, they understand the term grooming. But I'm talking about thinking that life is always easy, that there is no adversity, that anything, avariciousness, is to be encouraged, not discouraged, that all of the desires and wants of the heart are always supposed to be fed. That's what you learn, that kind of grooming, and the people that model that are the people who are most miserable. Now, I don't say this to be judgmental. I will tell you that a young man, I believe it was a young man, came to the White House for what was an event held by the president to promote the alternative lifestyle, acted in ways that were just so disruptive and harmful, he will someday come to regret that.
Exactly. Now, this is today's America. But you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to change it and to get us back on track.
Who will you serve?
Right. Amen. Amen. Horace Cooper, former constitutional professor, legal analyst. Great words of wisdom to share with your graduates this season. And by the way, Horace, happy Father's Day.
Thank
you.
To
all the fathers out there. Hey, thank you so much. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-size hail were reported overnight throughout the Southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather, in the Southeast and the Eastern Gulf Coast.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our president not really taking this news about these recordings very well. It's interesting. You know, he has these little Joe-isms, you know, not a joke, folks, you know, like this is kind of the wand that he tries to wave to distract, you know, from the truth and what's happening. But wow, I mean, who would have thought that today we would be in this kind of situation? Where we have a former president indicted, we've got a current president in the White House, dealing with, some possible legal issues. I mean, some serious legal issues. It's like, what is happening, you know, with our country? And, you know, I was just with a group of people last night and, you know, and I understand. I share their sentiment. I mean, I deal with this every day. You know, I'm reading about it. I'm reporting to you about it. Is that politics has gotten quite wearing, and they're all saying, "What can we do?" And I said, "Well, you don't. You know, certainly you need to be aware of what's happening." As Karl Barth would say, when he went to the pulpit, he had the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. And we need to be aware, we need to be a knowledgeable electorate, not dumbed down, not be that, you know, low denomination type voter that is so ignorant about what's going on that you make some bad decisions. Because what we're seeing quite clearly is that elections have consequences. You are in the pain right now that you're in many ways, because this government, through the regulation nation that it has exercised, and now the weaponization of this government, it's putting us all in pain, which rhymes with chains, right, Joe? Just saying. Bob Barr joins us now. Bob Barr, the former congressman, also, he was the manager for the Clinton impeachment. So he knows a lot about this stuff, and I think he can help us wade through some of these heavy headwinds that we're dealing with right now. Bob Barr, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, listen, great to be with you. There's always so much to talk about, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on, but I appreciate the invite to be with you all.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We need your wisdom here. We've got both sides talking about, let's talk about the indictment of one Donald Trump. He said, she said, leaks coming out, which is so incredible. I mean, I'll tell you, I've about had it with these leaks, Bob, because it colors the narrative in an improper way. Go ahead.
It does, and everybody does it in Washington, unfortunately, and even in the districts. Back when I was the U.S. attorney in Atlanta under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1, we had those problems, but not to the degree that we have nowadays with the technology. It makes it so much easier to leak stuff and remain anonymous if you want. What's very interesting about public corruption cases that are brought by the federal government. Back when I was the U.S. attorney, this would be way back in the late 80s, early 90s, we prosecuted, my office led the prosecution of a sitting Republican congressman in the Atlanta area. And his lawyers went to the Department of Justice and to congressional leaders and said, this can't be, you can't let Barr prosecute this case. It's right before an election. And the directive that I got back from the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, was, look, the U.S. attorney, they bring public corruption cases like any other case when they have the evidence and it's ready to present to a grand jury. We're not going to tell a U.S. attorney to either speed up or slow down a prosecution simply because it might have an effect on an election. But by the same token, back in those days, the Department of Justice was very careful not to give a green light to cases that were brought simply for partisan reasons. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I'm not sure that those same ethical concerns apply, unfortunately.
Well, Donald Trump is a unique individual. He's an everyday citizen. He didn't earn his stripes as a congressman, senator, working his way up. A lot of fraternities work that way, right, Bob? I mean, you quote unquote, you got to pay your dues. If you don't pay your dues, you're unworthy.
Well, I don't know that I would characterize Donald Trump as an everyday citizen, but from the standpoint of not being part of the government establishment, that certainly is the case, and that's why so many people in Washington, in both parties, but particularly in the Democrat Party, which is the party of big government, they really don't like somebody that threatens their hold on power. To what degree that has colored the current prosecution by Jack Smith, the prosecutor, and I don't know him. I know his background, certainly. It's problematic. But I have to tell you that simply looking at the indictment itself against Mr. Trump, and I read it very carefully when it was made public last week. It's fact heavy, and part of the problem that Mr. Trump has in this is, unlike other cases where people might have had classified documents sitting in a box or something, and I'm not saying that Biden is innocent here, we ought to look at that case as well. Unlike that, Mr. Trump went out of his way, unfortunately for him, to show those documents to people. That's a problem for him, just maintaining, keeping documents and saying, well, I didn't know I had them, as opposed to showing them to people and making clear that you do have them and you're using them, makes the case against him stronger, and it makes it more difficult for him to defend.
Do we know for sure that he did that? I mean, this is one of those leaked things that have come out. I mean, it's hard for me, Bob, and this is just me and my perception of Donald Trump. And I'm not, I respect what he did. I see him as a businessman, as a true chief executive officer, and it just does not fit the mold. Are chief executive officers, can they be egocentric? Certainly. would they be this arrogant to take something as, in a sense, sacred, top secret information, and just flash it around in front? I mean, it's hard for me to believe. That's just me, and maybe others who are listening to the show as well.
Well, I mean, back early in Mr. Trump's administration, he went on the air after having dinner with the Chinese leader and talked specifically about just having authorized military action against Syria. So he does have somewhat of a record of liking to or a predisposition to talk about things that have military and national security implications. With regard to what's in the indictment, that certainly remains to be seen. I know as a former prosecutor, and you know as somebody very learned and concerned about these issues, that what is contained in an indictment has not been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. So even though the indictment indicates that there is evidence that he showed these documents, some of these documents, to people unauthorized to view them, that remains to be seen. And through, you know, both the pretrial and the trial procedures, you know, what the prosecutor has will be subject to, as we say in the law, very thorough and sifting cross-examination, and we'll see if it stands up.
Well, as you say, the first story is there until the second story comes, which is the defense. But meanwhile, you know, as typical of anything that has to do with Donald Trump, you know, like the Media Research Center reports, 95% of any news about Donald Trump is negative. And so, you know, and I believe that, you know, this is what affected you. You talk about, you know, voter suppression and influence and this sort of thing. This is what the media did to purposely malign a candidate and even a president of the United States with all this purposeful negative narrative out there. And it's more narrative than fact, and that's the frustrating thing. But I get, you know, that's just politics, and I guess we just all have to grow up and realize that, hey, this is the war that we're in, right, Bob?
Well, it is, and it's gotten much, much worse. And
got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other
save
side.
Save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with the former congressman, CIA analyst, and Clinton impeachment manager. The infamous Bob Barr is with us. We're grateful for his time and his insight. Bob, I just got a text from my good friend, Tennessee Bob, and he brings up a good point here. Here's Donald Trump for, 7 years? He's under scrutiny. I mean, nonstop. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they did to this man while he was in office. It was amazing he was able to accomplish what he was able to accomplish on behalf of the American people. Because at every turn, Nancy Pelosi was checking out his backside. You had Adam Schiff claiming that they had the goods on him, go through an indictment and on and on. Now, do you think after all this scrutiny, and this is Bob's point here, is that all this scrutiny for 7 years, that he's going to be reckless on the other side of his presidency, especially when he knows that he's going to run for president? This doesn't seem to square up.
Well, I don't know Mr. Trump. I mean, I've certainly seen him, been at events. I don't know him personally, but he does seem to have a predisposition to, do things like this. I don't know whether or not the facts in the indictment are true. The only thing I know from being a federal prosecutor is that what is in an indictment is simply evidence that has been presented to a group of citizens, a grand jury, and they believe, not beyond a reasonable doubt, but that there is evidence that Mr. Trump, in fact, did this. The credibility of the witnesses that the prosecution will bring will certainly be tested. Mr. Trump has a somewhat different way of dealing with classified and national security material than I did when I was at the CIA years ago, or when I was U.S. Mm-hmm. attorney, or even when I was in the Congress. But all of this and his behavior will be subject to cross-examination. And if the prosecutor does not have good evidence and credible witnesses, they're going to lose their case. I hope they do, because I'd hate to see a case brought in which of this magnitude in which they don't have solid evidence.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. We kind of Ben Franklin this a little bit, and that is that you gave the side of Trump and your observations. Let's observe what the FBI has done. They've repeatedly lied. They have repeatedly used false predicates in order to get FOIA requests. Joe Biden hasn't been, credible. We see at every turn the weaponization of institutions within our government that are becoming quite pernicious. You know, so when you line this up, you go, whoa, we really, Bob, we need the wisdom of Solomon in the middle of this thing to help us understand and to quiet the natives here, because this is agitating people, because they are seeing, you know, I think there's a filter here. And if you're siding with Trump, you're going to look very closely at what the FBI, what they've been doing. You know, it's like the old saying, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. And the FBI has been quite tainted here. Joe Biden has been quite tainted in all his documents all over the place. The inferences, the what 17 tapes that are quite damning, I believe, you know, for Joe Biden. But again, this is why we have due process. This is why we trust and hope that Lady Justice is blind and that she does her job and performs on behalf of the American people.
You put your finger on something very, very important here, and that is the waning credibility of the FBI in particular and the Department of Justice more generally. If the citizens of this country, the average citizens, you and I and millions of other people out there who care about this great country of ours and who understand that we are a country that goes by the rule of law, not the rule of men, if in fact the people of this country no longer have confidence, absolute confidence, that the wheels of justice turn fairly, particularly at the federal level, then society really will start to unravel.
Exactly.
And the way the FBI has been performing in recent years is very different from the FBI that I worked with when I was U.S. attorney back in the late 80s, early 90s, or even in the early 2000s when I was in the Congress on the Judiciary Committee. It is very, very problematic what has happened to the FBI. And I'm not one of those who thinks we ought to do away with the FBI, but they need a thorough, absolutely
exactly.
thorough house cleaning there.
Amen. I'm with you on that. What do we know about Jack Smith?
Jack Smith, by I don't know him personally, but he has a career as a prosecutor that has focused especially on public corruption cases. He headed the public integrity section at the department. He has, in terms of the success of his prosecutions, he has a little bit more of a mixed record than most prosecutors. Most prosecutors, particularly U.S. attorneys, bring cases that are thoroughly vetted and ready for trial, and that is why the success rate for U.S. attorneys is in the high 90s. Jack Smith, some of the cases he's brought when he was at the Department of Justice and when he was an assistant U.S. attorney eventually were overturned on appeal. Now, I'm not saying those cases should not have been brought, the former governor of Virginia, for example, but it's something that we need to keep in mind. And again, hopefully, simply from an objective standpoint, when he presents his case, it will withstand scrutiny. And he has a heavy burden, as any prosecutor does, but particularly him because of the high-profile nature of this case.
See, that's a great point, Bob, that you make here. And that is, if you're going to take on the president, it's like the scene in A Few Good Men, right? It's like, wait a minute, do you realize you're going after a high-ranking officer? You better have your act. You better have your I's dotted, your T's crossed, or you're going to end up being scrutinized, and you're going to be up for losing your commission. I mean, serious consequences here. And
well,
but in this case, go ahead.
Serious consequences, not only for the reputation of the prosecutor, but if in fact he loses this case because he didn't dot every I and cross every T and have very strong witnesses, it's going to reduce the credibility of the Department of Justice. I mean, that's an even heavier burden than his personal reputation.
Exactly.
I'd hate to see that.
Well, yeah, the Justice Department, you would think, would circle the wagon and say, wait a minute, we need to be careful here. I mean, we've already been bruised up time and again. We spent, I think if they ran the tally on this in terms of investigating Trump, in the past 7 years, probably close to $100 million of the people's money. I mean, you know, Jim Comey didn't have to write a check. In fact, he got checks. But we, the people, had to pay for, you know, this crazy oppo research, political oppo research that Hillary Clinton dumped into the political waters, and everybody drank it, and we paid a big price, and it did damage to the Justice Department because they were so ideologically fixed, they rendered themselves stupid and reacted emotionally because they could not stand that Donald Trump, somebody who was not part of the Brotherhood of the Beltway, how dare he be in the Oval Office? That is just unconscionable and almost blasphemy.
And to have some of the highest-ranking officials at the Department of Justice, McCabe, for example, to have very, very clearly injected their own personal political biases into their work as officials at the FBI is abuse of power at the highest levels. And the fact that, you know, he's still walking around getting paid probably a lot of money by a certain network really just confirms in people's mind, certainly mine among them, that nothing has been done at the FBI or the Department of Justice to correct that partisan bias that infected it. You know, certainly in 2015 rather, and throughout the Trump administration.
Well, like you said, this is why it's so necessary for there to be some serious cleaning up of the Justice Department, for it to recapture some credibility, because as you say, and I would agree, you know, we need these institutions, but we need these institutions operating according to our U.S. Constitution, not according to the whims of James Comey or other power brokers that, you know, want to run their own government.
And the credibility of an institution like the FBI can be destroyed very, very quickly by shenanigans such as the Russia hoax.
Yes.
And it takes far longer to rebuild that credibility. It can be destroyed quickly, but it takes a long time to rebuild it, and I'm not seeing it yet.
Yes. It's going to require, as you say, some strong leadership to come forth. Christopher Wray, you know, as they might say, has been measured, and he's fallen short, sadly. And maybe it's just too big a deal for him. Maybe we're at that point, kind of like in the Godfather movie. I don't know, I'm thinking about movies lately. But, you know, maybe we're at that point of the Godfather movie where, you know, when they had to fire the family attorney, and, you know, and poor Tom was getting fired. And Michael says to him, says, look, we need a wartime consigliere. We're entering that period of time where we need to have a different type of attorney running the family business. And this is where we are, I believe, in America, is we need the type of leadership that is fitting and is screaming out for leadership that's going to answer this problem. And as you say, Bob Barr, that will clean up all the aisles and bring back some credibility to these institutions. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time. Take care.
My pleasure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how